Hello, and welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. I want to thank each of you who have joined me in this spiritual journey as we've gone into the spiritual realm and talked about many of the things concerning the kingdom of heaven, who it is that Jesus has created us to be, the things that are at our disposal in the spiritual realm, specifically relating to the subject of how to walk in third heaven authority, a dynamic, an assignment that God placed upon my life 11 years ago. In episode one, I shared the full encounter that I had the day my first experience, the first time that the Lord caught me away into the third heaven, into the throne room of God, and talked to me about how to launch spiritual warfare in the spiritual realm from above and not from beneath. The following four episodes then were building foundational truths about it. But now we get to the how-tos. You know, most people want to know. I know that you want to know. How do you walk in third heaven authority? How do you see it? How do you feel it? How do you express it? How do you release it? And that's what I want to share with you today. My heart's prayer is that the Holy Spirit releases a spirit of revelation and understanding unto you, that He impacts your heart and explodes revelation on the inside of you as I share with you these pertinent dynamics. To begin with, I want to share two foundational prerequisites before I get into the specifics of how, the levels of walking in third heaven authority. Foundational prerequisites. Number one is believe you have spiritual authority. That's an absolute must. If you don't recognize it, if you don't hear it in your heart, and the Holy Spirit hasn't revealed it to you from Scripture, because the Scripture is filled with it, then there's no way that you can ever really walk in third heaven authority. All you'll be doing is trying to have some kind of a spiritual encounter that really won't do anything for you. You must believe that you have spiritual authority. And that authority is binding and loosing. In other words, it's not only binding. That is that you're changing things that the enemy has been bringing against your life, binding demonic spirits. But it's also loosing. Loosing is the creative aspect of third heaven authority, of who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ as we release the kingdom of God into the earth. If you follow my ministry very much, you will find that one word that I use consistently, repetitively, just about every sermon, service, message is release. Because I learned a long time ago that the things of the kingdom of God and of the spiritual realm must be released into the physical atmosphere, released into people and situations and circumstances. That's the creative part of the kingdom of God. We were born as creators to create for God what He has for us. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It's an imperative to operate in spiritual things that we have a good understanding of the word, Scripture. It's all about revelation. There has to be an authority that comes from the Word that is based upon the authority that comes from the Spirit, the Word and the Spirit, that brings that revelation so that we can walk in it. You know, the Lord took me to heaven, and He showed me this large circular building, kind of reminded me of the Pentagon. And we went to the porch into the front door. He opened the door. We walked in into the first room. And the Lord said, "This is the salvation room. This is how you get into the kingdom of God." He said, "It takes revelation, understanding to enter, but it's not just knowing the room is there. You must go inside the room, take ownership, occupy it." He said, that's the way that revelation works. Revelation is not just an idea. It's not just an understanding. It's a spiritual conviction that it is so true that you are willing to actually enter the room, occupy it, say, this is mine, and nobody can take this from me, especially the devil. Then we went to the other end of the room. There was a door he opened, and there was a large circular hallway that went all the way around the inside. There were many rooms that went off of the hall. He pointed to one, and he said, that's the baptism in the Holy Spirit room. Another one, that's the healing room. And then along the line, all of the different aspects of the kingdom of God, our inheritance, everything that we have in him, all these rooms were there. He said, in order to receive that blessing, you must enter that room. And just like you did the salvation room, you have to take ownership, occupy. He said, that's the way revelation works in the spiritual realm here in heaven. So I ask, do you believe that you have spiritual authority in Christ Jesus? The enemy can only deceive you if you don't have scriptural revelation of who you are in Jesus Christ and what he has given to you, who you are in him and what he's capable of doing through you. You see, your revelation defines the areas that you are capable of using authority in, your capacity to release that authority. Do you believe that you have the authority? Do you believe that you can walk in third heaven authority? Do you believe that God will use you to perform miracles and change circumstances here on the face of the earth? Foundational prerequisite number two is being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in other tongues, in spiritual prayer languages. In 1 Corinthians 14:2, Paul told the Corinthian church, "For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God, for no man understands him." Listen, "howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." The word mysteries there is the Greek term mysterion. It's talking about revealed secrets. Now, there are hidden secrets in the kingdom of God, but they're only hidden to those who do not understand. They are revealed to those who have the Holy Spirit and are walking in the Spirit and are reading the Word and experiencing revelation that's coming forth, revealed secrets. When we pray in tongues, and I encourage everybody to do that, practice it every day of your life. Pray in tongues for at least 15 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, an hour, whatever your time schedule allows, because it draws the wisdom of the Holy Spirit from the wells of wisdom in the spiritual realm, and it takes those mysteries, and God is then releasing them for you and for others into this atmosphere. It enhances your spiritual perceptions. I pray in tongues a great deal. CK prays in tongues a great deal. There isn't anybody that I know who truly operates in the power of the Spirit of God who doesn't practice speaking in tongues. Now let's get into the levels of authority. I'm going to share with you three distinct levels of authority, of third heaven authority. And remember that third heaven authority has been given to us because of who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, who he's created us to be, and that we are seated with him in heavenly places, in third heaven. But how do we manifest that authority? Level number one, pray in obedience to the Word in the name of Jesus. That's where you start. The Bible says to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So you lay hands on the sick. The Bible says to preach the gospel and the good news. So you preach the gospel, the good news. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you, and that you have authority over all the power of the enemy. So resist him. You do it in obedience to the word. And Scripture declares that you pray in the name of Jesus, because that's the name that gives us the delegated authority in him. I was preaching, the very early days of my ministry, and I traveled to another city and was holding a meeting, and I'd just been full-time in ministry for a very short time, and the Lord taught me something about the name of Jesus that I've never forgotten. See, I had a lot of faith in the name of Jesus. I knew that at the name of Jesus, man, those demons, they had to obey. They had to flee in terror. I knew that sickness and disease had to leave bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Man, I was filled with faith and authority. But in this meeting, I was preaching. I preached a good sermon. I preached on the name of Jesus and the power in the name. And then afterwards, we were going to have the demonstration. I invited people who needed a miracle to come forward. And so a large group of people came and gathered around the front in a prayer line, and I began to pray for them. I came to the first one, and man, my faith was in the name of Jesus. I just reached out, and I touched them on the forehead, because every single one of these people came forward. Maybe there were other miracles they needed, but every single one of them had some kind of an illness or a sickness for themselves or for a loved one that they were standing in for. And when I touched that person on the forehead and I said, "Be healed in the name of Jesus," man, my faith was in the name. And bam, the power of God hit that person and they just fell over under the power of the Holy Spirit. And they were healed. So I came to the next one. But it was ramping up. The Holy Spirit just started churning faster and faster on me. And I reached up and I touched him on the forehead and I said, "Be," and boom, they went down under the Spirit and they were healed because of the testimony afterwards. I came to the third one and I began to reach my hand forward and boom, they went down under the power of the Holy Spirit and they were supernaturally, miraculously healed. I went to the next one, and before I could even raise my hand, I just looked at them, and they went down, and then the person after them, and after them, and after them, all the way down the prayer line like dominoes. They just all went down under the power of the Holy Spirit, and every one of them were miraculously healed. Now, that's great, but here's the point. I had an internal dialogue going on while this is occurring, and I'm asking the Lord, "What's going on here, Lord? I have great faith in the name of Jesus, but I didn't get to say in the name of Jesus to these people. You're healing them before I ever get to pray, before I ever get to mouth the words." And Jesus spoke to me on the inside, and he said, "Aren't you in my name? Didn't you come to this city in my name? Didn't you preach that sermon in my name? Aren't you praying for these people in my name?" And I said, "Yes, Lord." And he said, "Then that fulfills the requirement. You are doing it in my name, whether you get to mouth the word or not. Just believe in my name and it's on you, and it will bring about the authority for performing the miraculous. And yes, use my name, but do not be worried if you don't get to say it." A powerful lesson that I learned that day. You see, the first level of third heaven authority is just obeying God, because you're seated with him in heavenly places. People will get saved. Strongholds will be broken. People will be healed. The miraculous will happen. Demons will be cast out, because you're obedient to the Lord. That's the first level, because the word of God and prayer is part of third heaven itself. So that's the releasing of it on more of the linear level, but it works. You will have success because of your obedience to the word and because of your faith in the name of Jesus. You start there, but you also determine that you're going to move on from there, because you want to have greater effect for Jesus' kingdom. So level two is pray while consciously in your heart, seeing yourself above, looking down on each situation. You're doing it from heaven's perspective, above the circumstances. There was a lady one time who came to me and she said, "Mike, I heard you preach on third heaven authority. And even though I haven't been taken to heaven like you, I haven't had very many visions or dreams or those kind of experiences, something happened. On that night I listened to you explain third heaven authority, something changed on the inside of me. A Holy Spirit's work is happening. Since then, every time I pray in my own personal prayer closet, every time I pray for somebody to be healed, or if I'm rebuking a demon, binding demonic influences, on the inside, I just feel this lifting. And in my heart, there's this perspective where I just rise up and I'm looking at it from above, not below, like I used to all these years. It's a new perspective. I see something in my heart." You see, what we have to do is allow the Holy Spirit to help paint the image on the canvas of our hearts, our imaginations. A lot of people think, well, if it's an imagination, then it's fake. No, because it's imagery. It's the way that God created our minds to work. You cannot think, you cannot operate, you cannot see, you cannot function without imagery. Imagery is the language of the mind. It's the way that the brain works, but it's also the way that the heart works. How many times did Jesus use parables to create images in people's mind of what the kingdom of God is all about, to not only train them and instruct them, but to extract faith from them to operate in those spiritual dynamics? So imagery is part of the language of the Spirit. In fact, in this second level is where the gifts of the Holy Spirit really begin to function in our lives because of what we feel in the Spirit, see in the Spirit, hear in the Spirit. We're drawn into that place to where the Holy Spirit is beginning to energize our inner man and to relay to us those spiritual things. When you've committed yourself to learning the Word, how God thinks, and to building a relationship with the Holy Spirit, how He relates things to you, then at that point, it becomes the Holy Spirit using your imagination, using the imagery to relay spiritual things from the inside up, rather than you trying to formulate your own vision. You don't make the vision makes you. After level one, praying in obedience to the Word in the name of Jesus, and level two, praying while consciously in your heart, seeing yourself above, looking down on each situation, we now get to level three. Here it is. Yield to the Holy Spirit's ability to catch you away in the Spirit with dreams, visions, encounters, flowing in God's glory and anointings, and then pray from there. Last episode, I talked about the authority and the glory, and that when we have a miraculous experience, an encounter with God, an angelic visitation, the glory comes on us, we do carpet time, any of those manifestations of the Spirit of God, they become a superimposing of the Spirit of God over the circumstances of our lives. We were created with that capacity. God wants us to be comfortable in learning how to operate in the Spirit, knowing the form of the Lord, learning the ways of the Spirit, how the spiritual realm in His kingdom operates, so that from that perspective, the supernatural we can function with authority in the Spirit and release it. We can develop that capacity, every single one of us. Everyone. That means you. If you're afraid of the Holy Spirit or of looking foolish or fear of being mocked by other people, afraid of letting go because you can't be in control of it in your natural realm, so therefore it might bring some kind of harm to your life. Those things will keep you from operating fully in third heaven authority. Learn to let go and trust the Spirit. Now, it may be important to actually find people who are more experienced and mature in these kind of things and to ask them questions and let them help you along the way. But you can do it. When you pray from the natural realm, you have to deal more with the physical and emotional circumstances. When you pray from the anointing of the spiritual realm, authoritative boldness begins to take over, and it supersedes the physical and emotional limitations. And then we find that the authority just kicks in more and more and more. That's why I'm saying, don't just stay in level number one. You'll achieve great success. Bless you. Go on to level two. But in level two, also make the decision that you're going to go to level three. Let the Spirit of God come upon you, flow through you. You were created to operate in the spiritual realm. The physical body was not created to handle all of the things of the Spirit. You know, even Samson, when he slew 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of a donkey, afterwards, his body was physically exhausted, and he just laid down on the ground. He was susceptible to depression, and the Spirit of God had to actually open a spring right beside his head so he could just roll over and drink some cool water to refresh himself. You know, times of refreshing of the Holy Spirit are there to help us when we become physically exhausted, etc. But my more important point is that it's the Spirit of God within you that can handle all of these things. Your human spirit is capable of walking in the Spirit without becoming overburdened, overcharged. So don't try to force your body to enter into the spiritual things. Allow the Holy Spirit to come upon you, rise up within you, and become that strength and carry you through. That's where the victory is. That's where the authority is. And that's where you'll have the greatest effect for the kingdom of God as it then is released into your life, your family, people around you, on your job, into the atmosphere, and you will become 100 times more effective in your prayer life and in doing the works of Jesus. People will be coming to you for answers because they see that you walk in the Spirit and in third heaven authority. I'm going to pray for you right now. I encourage you to just take a moment and put yourself in a receptive mood. Lord Jesus, I pray in your precious name that these your children, Lord God, would have supernatural experiences. Holy Spirit, draw them into the miraculous. Overcome them with your glory. Speak to their hearts. Let them feel your presence and anointing all over them. Teach them your ways, your voice, how you think, how you move. The language of revelation, dreams, visions, angelic visitations, encounters with the living God. I pray for a release, an impartation, and an activation in their lives now for third heaven authority in Jesus' blessed name. Would you join me in future episodes as I continue to share from my heart and experiences and from God's Word? Subscribe to Third Heaven Authority with Mike Thompson on Charisma Podcast Network or your favorite podcast platform. Remember, you are a Third Heaven creation. You have Third Heaven understanding and revelation, and you walk in Third Heaven Authority.